Can I open up? I know that everyone's worried about my out, but can I just open up? Can we talk about the maps video for a second? Because we were just texting about this.
Okay.
You don't think that the maps video is a good video, like a well directed video?
It's okay. I think her performance is good, and they focus on that and abandon another idea.
Yeah.
But other than her performance, there's not much going on in that video.
So you think they made a whole video about a dog, and then we're just like, this one performance shot should just be the whole video?
Yes.
Well, that's brilliant filmmaking then. You know, if you have the ability to pivot like that and then actually just be like, this is the strength of the material we have. I like that a lot.
And you don't agree with that?
I just think that whether they intended to just make a video that was just all about her face, or they intend to make a different video and ended up making a video that's all about her face, I think that's good directing. And I would just like to say, I think it's a well-directed... That's also another video that, like, I could not like the maps video more. You know, there's just certain things where I'm like, that I believe in a thing called Love Video by The Darkness. For me, it's like when a video is really good, you're just like, oh, I gotta watch it again. You know, like, you have no choice about it. It just becomes a thing that is like scratching an itch over again, and all of those like hit that metric for me in a big time. Yeah.
Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos.
I'm Jared, and we're not experts in music or
videos.
Let's go.
Be there.
We have on the podcast, on the show, for the second time, the director of one of our most, I think it's our fifth most listened to episode, and talented in his own right from across the world, it's Ray Tintori.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be back. Love the show.
Yeah, first time we interviewed him, harassed him, and this time he's going to join us to break down your video, which is what?
Toxic by Britney Spears. This video is a veto. We vetoed Maroon 5's She Will Be Loved again, and will continue to be vetoed anytime you try to pick it in the future.
You refuse to let me do
and
that.
We're
video.
Going with Britney Spears classic.
I haven't seen it, but that song is always in like grocery stores, and it gets stuck in my head. I know it exclusively from grocery stores.
So, Ray, what is your relation to this song/video?
Oh, I just, you know, the first time I heard the song, I really remember it. The song was so surprising. I don't know at this point if it like how different it sounded when it first came out from everything else that existed at the time. I just remember it had all these ugly sounds in it, and the song was called Toxic, which made me think of like toxic sludge, like glowing green toxic sludge. And then the song like had all this like distortion, like weird sections that sound funky. And I think I liked, at that time, McDonald's had just changed their slogan to "I'm loving it," and at the point in the song where she says "I'm loving it," like right at the end of the first verse, I was like, "Oh, she just did like the McDonald's. She's dropped like the grossest. Like it's just all this. Like this is all so gross, you know." And that felt really new at the time, and so I remember hearing the song and being like, "This is just really exciting," and I had never been like a huge, even like just appreciating Britney Spears as pop music before that. But that song spoke to me. And then the video, I remember being like, oh, this is just like an action movie, you know? And just kind of like just start to finish, just adrenaline, momentum, and all the cutaway shots of her singing and the diamonds, just like seared in my brain forever. So yeah, I love this video. I watch this. I consider this like a really like watchable, want to watch it over and over again kind of video.
So you had a good time for this then, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Travis, what about you, man?
Yeah, I don't have a personal relationship to the song. Obviously, I knew it, watched the videos. We heard Britney Spears on the radio nonstop. But yeah, nothing personal.
We can get into it because, like, I don't have anything other than listening to it. I didn't have, like, any amazing parties where I danced like her to it or anything. So I guess we can just move right on through that. I want to make Ray talk about it a lot because he's a lunatic. So I want to hear some of the things that he says about Toxic. First, we have to make Travis suffer and walk us through the very basics of the video.
So the first thing we see are three blackbirds leading an airplane with Britney Spears as a stewardess on the plane. She spills a drink in a guy's lap, tries to clean it up, gets a little awkward. She gets him into the bathroom where she makes out with him, pulls off his mask, steals a black card out of his pocket. Then there's a bike trip with a shirtless guy, breaks into a building, steals green fluid out of a vial, finds a guy in a hotel with another woman, makes the guy drink the green vial, and then they're back on the plane. And the very last thing is five blackbirds now following the plane.
I think it's self-evident why this is great, just from that description, you know?
Those are facts about this video.
That was just a rush just to hear that, you know? It's just like, correct, 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 yes, yes, yes. Yeah, just wonderful.
Do you have a one-sentence summation, Travis? Are you ready for it? Or Ray, did you come up with a one-sentence summation of this video?
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's like, Britney Spears is a id monster / secret agent on a rampage of desire and satisfaction.
Sure, that works. Travis, what about you?
If 2004 is toxic, then 2024 is the antidote.
All right, I got... but this is how you earn your conservatorship. All right, so let's get into it, boys. Any quick theories, any little ones that we want to hit before we get into our weird stuff? I think Ray kind of got it with it is some type of she's a spy. I think from 2004, this is a lot like, what's that? There was a show with Jennifer Garner in it, but she was like a spy who like changed outfits and did weird stuff, right? Did like spy things. Ray, do you remember it? You look like you're ready to go.
Oh, with the show Alias?
That's it.
Alias, definitely. Yeah, the red hair I feel is like very, very Alias. I mean, it's like it's a whole smorgasbord of like great, like of like James Bond, Mission Impossible, like almost like anime, like Akira stuff. You know, all mixed together. And then like also there was that movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones, Entrapment, where she
the lasers
kind of moves through the lasers. You know, there's like they're really just picking like the most fun stuff from like just action movies in general.
Yes, which I agree. And there's a whole lot of, aside from just like the homages and stuff, there's a lot of like weird cinema. There's like Marilyn Monroe stuff in here. Like when the skirt blows up, there's a lot of like weird movie and TV things that are just tossed in, as you said, plucked even in like half second increments.
Totally.
My really short one is she's a sexual predator having a mental break. All she does the whole time is just like attack men, like to no real purpose. Like I understand what they're leading us to believe with the overall arc of the video, but really there's a few times where what she's doing serves no purpose. Like, for example, when she spills the champagne on the dude's crotch, there's no reason other than to touch his crotch.
Because there's a chain of events, right? Like, she has to get the ID card from the guy in the bathroom on the airplane so that she can get inside the lab that has the green poison so that then she can use the green poison to do the ultimate goal of killing this guy who's in this apartment at the end.
Yes, that's true. But why does she spill the champagne on the dude?
I would think that it's like... You know, if ultimately she needs to, she's like creating a cover, basically, a cover story. You know, she's like, it's background. Like, oh, I'm clumsy at this job. So when, because then she spills it on a guy, and that's why they have to go to the bathroom, right? Is that correct?
A different dude.
Okay, she spills. I'm going back to the tape now.
Yeah, you're good.
It's true. Do you see his jelly sandwich?
Yeah, that he's coming out of the bathroom with one bite out of it. Why was he in the bathroom with a peanut butter sandwich?
Go into the bathroom, chomp, take one perfect bite, come out of bathroom, go back into bathroom.
So from the making of a video standpoint, there's a big deal about her pouring this special glass of champagne and putting it in the cart. So there has to be some reason, but it's not poison. It's just a perfect glass to spill on this guy. But that was the quickest, the shortest little one that I had. It was just, she's an inappropriate woman.
Can I throw something out that I noticed on this watch?
Yeah.
So her hat has a globe on it. And it says, if you see in the close-up shots, it says Brit Air.
Okay.
So that's the name of the airline that she's on. And I do think that would impact, you know, her character, what she's doing here.
So it's her airline or is she British?
I think those are great questions. I'm just putting it on the table.
Brit Air, a fun fact to toss in there. They do travel worldwide. We see... them flying over an Asian country. We see them in France. So this is a world, as you said, Ray, a James Bond-esque travel of the world.
Absolutely. Paris, I was just in Paris, and I can attest they have more motorcycle parking spots than I've ever seen in any other city. There's a real motorcycle culture in Paris. I think this is very accurate sequence, actually, you know?
Okay. Okay.
I feel like Britney Spears had a great experience with like motorcycle subculture in Paris probably at some point, and then was like wanted to reflect that in the video. Because there's a lot of people just like, the streets are really weavy. It looks cool in action movies, but then you go there and you're like, oh, there's a lot of people just doing this, just riding motorcycles through these weavy little streets. With a lot of attitude. It's true.
Sassy French people on bikes.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I did see one shirtless person on a motorcycle, and that they looked like they were doing it better than anyone else. Yeah.
You got you a little theory, Ray, or a big theory you want to get into? I want to make sure we cover yours first.
Yeah, I do. My big theory is just the connection between the diamond cutaway performance shots and the narrative, you know, which is like, if I were to look at the script of this, I'd be like, there's two threads. There's this chapters of this story where she's getting these different items that she needs to unlock the next chapter, getting to this ultimate assassination. But then it's this like cutting to her in this all white space covered in diamonds, like basically wearing like a sheer suit and nothing else. And I guess to me, it's like, my big theory is that, you know, she's so angry. She's so like righteously just pissed off and calling, this lover out in this song. And it's such a revenge assassination, just fucking everyone up and destroying everything kind of fantasy that I just feel like, there's like, this is like her inner monologue. This is like her inner self is her with the diamonds in this white space.
Sure.
Is what's being represented. And like, it's basically saying like, at the core of this anger is something that's very alive and very pure and not even really that gross, you know? Cause she is like, she's so beautiful, and her performance, like every one of these shots of her covered in diamonds, she's like, you could write a different story for like what's going on in each shot, because her face is so different in each one. So I guess that's my big theory, is that the video is like this person going through the world fucking up people and fucking up things and just getting what they want, and then cutting away to like a more interior at the center of this. I'm so pissed off that I'm like white hot pure version of myself, basically.
Sparkling anger.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I mean, you can see that. I think that's definitely there. So Ray, I'm gonna tie this in with what you just said. Okay, so as you said, there are chapters to this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I put how many Britneys are there, mm-hmm. and I clocked, is it five? So we've got the stewardess, we've got the diamonds, we've got the red-haired biker, we've got the Zeta Jones, and we've got the dark-haired Electra. And so are those different stages of anger or just parts of a chapter, or do they all represent some other form of this revenge or relationship? Is it just something cool to look at because, you know, it is, or is it something more to it? Like, is there a reason why she is these characters throughout this video?
That is an amazing idea to be like a story about a secret or double agent, someone who can make new identities and then shed them. But at the same time, they're going through the cycles of grief. Mm-hmm. So they move on. They move on to a new identity every time. It does feel like she is working through, like she kills the guy. Like she's getting him out of her system, you know?
Yeah. I didn't have anything past that. I just thought like maybe if there is something more to, because we have, after watching 50 Joseph Kahn videos, he is very much like style over substance. He does have like little things that are cool to look at. But in this one, I'm like, Britney Spears probably just thinks she looks cool. And I don't think it has much more than that per chapter, aside from maybe the diamond thing that you were discussing with her, her id.
Well, how about this? The first one, she's like a secret agent. So the first one is the only one where she's like, I'm pretending to have a job, you know, where it's like, maybe I own this airline, but I'm like doing a like ground level job on this airplane, but with a different motive. Like she's actually in disguise, you know?
Undercover bossing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then when she's, I don't exactly know, what is she doing when she's in Paris? She's there and she gets on the bike.
I think maybe he's just her transport to that building.
Right.
Like maybe he picked her up at the airport to get her to the place she breaks into.
Okay. So that just seems, that's just momentum. That's just exhilaration, feeling free, you know, feeling uncatchable. Mm-hmm. Which feels different to me than like I'm pretending to be a flight attendant. You know, and then it's really like she's breaking and entering. It's a lot of like Mission Impossible style. I'm entering the secret chamber and moving through the lasers.
Catherine Zeta-Jones dips beneath the lasers.
Yeah, exactly. And then, but then at the end, when she gets into the apartment, she has this much like flowier outfit and a big crucifix around her neck. Yeah. And this I feel is more vulnerable, or this is more just like emotionally immediate,
triumphant. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna hit some things real quick here. Okay, because there she does go through a lot of emotions, like, and you were talking about with the bike. She on the bicycle is absolutely unhinged when she's on the motorcycle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And then the okay, let's go through how bad of a spy she is. Can we do that real quick? We're going to fly through that because that's where, if we're going to get a little ahead into this video, why I don't love it, it's because of how bad of a spy she is.
I would argue that she's fitting in with Parisian motorcycle culture. She's blending into the scenery.
It's funny that you say bad spy when that's literally what I titled my first theory, is bad spy. So my thought is, it's kind of like a Mr. Bean movie. You remember Johnny English? Where he was just a bad spy. Well, this is the same thing, just with Britney Spears. So she is just bad at her job and doing way too much. She blows her cover from the beginning. I mean, legitimately, she's supposed to be a flight attendant, immediately blows her cover with the guy that she's supposed to be stealing a card from. And then she brings all kind of attention on herself, riding a Ducati 999 with a shirtless dude and bright red hair down a busy, occupied street. And then finally, she's scaling a building with...
That looks like plungers.
Exactly. Yeah, it's toilet plungers, which is ridiculous and comical, which is why I bring up Mr. Bean and Johnny English. Is this supposed to be just a comedic piece?
I don't think it's supposed to be read as comedy. I don't feel like they were going for it to be comical. Ray, what are your thoughts? You're deep in thought there.
The journey that she goes on, why like where she gets the two birds, because it starts off with three birds and at the end there's five birds.
Maybe it's victims, two more victims.
Each bird is a person that she's taken a life.
Or maybe she added two more characters because we see five of hers and she's five birds.
That's right. It's the event. I think it's thematic. I really do. And she's messy. She's like a loose cannon type, you know.
No, yeah,
she gets the job done, but with like a lot of like collateral damage, you know.
That is true.
Her chief would call her in and be like, "You got out of control on that one.
We gotta rein you back in."
Exactly. Yeah.
When she the main thing is the where she breaks in the building. Okay, so when she backflips off the motorcycle, she has her little batarang that she throws and blows up the side of the building, right? Okay, and then she gets in and gets the juice and steps on the first laser that gets her caught and dodges 70 more. But who cares about the lasers because she just blew up the building. She got in the most auspicious way possible and then is like, oh, let me just do this cool dance to get it, which is really just taking a lot of time to get out of there. Yeah, I mean, I did do the blow your cover thing because if she's trying to fit in on the plane and she sexually assaults that guy, everyone knows that the steward has just pushed this guy in the bathroom. Like, whether it's spycraft or not, it's very... And she's got, like, bright pink underwear under her blue outfit. Like, she wants attention. And then if you ever want to sneak into a person's room, don't front flip off of plungers into the room. Oh, and when she poisons the dude, she kisses him on the mouth full of poison. There's no part two of this, but from what it looks like, he's either asleep or dead. Oh, we blocked Ray. Ray, what are your thoughts on all this spy stuff?
I think that there are some questions to ask about, like, why would they just be keeping poison in this, like, all-white security chamber, like, on a plexiglass table in the middle of the room? Like, what's so special about just poison? Surely something else must be happening besides just killing this guy. Right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so he lives through this ordeal.
Yeah, so I don't know where y'all are getting poison. Y'all keep talking about this poison and death, but the problem is we don't see anybody die. I don't think he is poisoned. Now, I let my imagination kind of go away with me on this theory, but I think this guy owns a company that has created a love potion. And this guy is using this love potion on random women or flight attendants or whoever he thinks is beautiful to get them to fall in love with him so he can have these one-night stands. He gets a hold of Britney Spears, gives her the potion. Turns out she's a spy. She's figured out what he's done. So she comes up with this elaborate plan to break into his facility, his company, whatever it is, steal the potion and give it back to him so that he will in turn fall in love with her.
I mean, you can't really argue with it, I guess. Like, that could just as... I mean, so I had my theory on it is that it is poison. I'll just get into my big theory here so we can move it along here. And Ray, just interrupt whenever. I know you take a lot in, but just jump in whenever you need. Okay, so this is a prequel to The Dark Knight. It's Harley Quinn. Like, all of her insanity is, like, that's how Harley Quinn sees herself while she's doing things. Is like this unhinged, like, it's on the bike that made me think of it, because there's so many elements of all the Batman movies that are in this. Like, Bane takes over the plane in Dark Knight Rises. The Joker does the bank heist, which is what they do with, like, the distraction and stuff like that. And then when the potion is a poison, but it's like you said, why wouldn't she just kill him? It's because this guy is some type of supervillain, and this is the only potion that would be able to kill him. Because there's no reason for her to, and like her, the extravagance of her costumes and like all the stuff she does is very Harley Quinn-esque. So I think that's it.
So he becomes the Joker. This is the origin story of the Joker.
It could be the origin story of the Joker. Yeah.
Well, I think that's great.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, I'm so mad. I'm so upset at this.
This is the Heath Ledger Joker. This is the backstory of the Heath Ledger Joker.
No, I got nothing for mine. And you're like, oh yeah, this is a great theory. This
About
is,
what?
I'm so upset.
I love it.
Never mind.
I love the... Okay, can we talk about the shot where she jumps off the bike and goes flying through the air? Can you look at that kind of frame by frame?
Yeah.
I feel like that's really special.
Like how it follows the wheel and follows her around it.
She goes flying up in the air. Her red hair is flapping. But it just... It's such a crazy CG. It's such a crazy early CG shot.
Yeah.
Right before she jumps into the... And it's especially just the animation on her hair is just beautiful.
So I do agree that there are a lot of cool shots in this video. You cannot take that away from this. When she's up in the building and jumps into off the plunger, it looks like Sin City.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really cool stuff in here. Half of the budget, though, for this video was a soft filter on her face.
Are you guys Britney Spears fans or
fine with her back then?
Yeah, I think she's awesome. I think it's always been, you know, her life is so dramatic and continues to be dramatic. But I do feel like this is like an honest expression of something very, very like propulsive, raw feeling that she was having at the time that she made this video.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to use it as condemnation of anything Britney Spears. I think it's really cool. And during this side, we can go into what happened to her over the course of her life, but I think here, she still has it. She's still with it. We still have Britney Spears.
This is like, this is still from the like, because I remember when One More Time came out, it was such a tidal wave.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like such a big hit. And this is still in that.
Yeah.
I feel like this was the first kind of reinvention though, no? I don't know a lot about, I feel like I'm going to come off sounding incredibly ignorant if I start talking about the phases of Britney Spears's, but to me, this was as a kid who, when I was in high school, I didn't even have this is art appreciation of the boy bands and the girl bands and stuff like that. It just was all like, oh, this is really corporate. And to me, this song was the first one I heard. I was like, this is weird and dissonant and strange in a way that's making me pay attention.
Yeah, the song itself is chaos. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is like when Justin Timberlake is going solo and Christina Aguilera is doing like the Dirty Tour and stuff like that. Like they're all those like Y2K artists are like now it's 2003, 2004 and they're like figuring out how to start their adult careers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, does anybody have any big things they wanted to hit or anything that they wrote down they wanted to say?
Yeah, so I did have a note. Has nothing to do with the video, but this song was written for Janet Jackson, and then it was offered to Kylie Minogue, who turned it down before it went to Britney Spears.
Cool. Wow.
Okay. Ray was watching the making of this video before he popped on. Do you have anything you want to pop in from that?
Oh, it's so sincere. I think that's the main thing I would just say is that it really, I don't think that any of it is super ironic. I think they're more just like, these are wonderful colors and choices and this stuff is all so exciting. And there's like everyone seems excited to be like the choreographer. It very much feels like it came from her imagination,
mm-hmm.
The video. And she's very like, I want to be a badass this time. Like, I don't want to be a nice girl, which I think is so much of the image, but they're like the way that they decided to make her not a nice girl is this like, super action like gonzo action movie. It's reminded me a lot of this TV show that used to be on MTV called Aeon Flux.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, because just the way that would just move through chapters so fast and so recklessly, and the way that she just kind of like meet these people in this world, and then their relationship would get sexual and then turn to murder so fast, and she would move on with the thing that she needs. It just really had like an Aeon Flux feeling to it. But yeah, I really, around this time, there was this Darkness video that came out called I Believe in a Thing Called Love. And this video came out. And to me, just like, I remember at this time, there was like not that many like super, like narrative maximalist videos like that, and I just thought that was cool. Or just like you know, music video is like a good amount of time to make basically like a short action movie where you just like fly through it super quick. And I think that's why I always loved about this video. It's just like the song is so complex and so surprising that they just gave it this just like pure pedal to the metal video of just nothing but snacks, you know, just treats.
Little treats, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I looked up a little bit of information, and apparently Joseph Kahn was inspired by John Woo, filmmaker, the movie 7 Year Itch with Marilyn Monroe, and the movie Blade Runner when he came up with the concept for this video.
You guys ever see this movie Torque that he directed? Motorcycle movie? He's wearing like a Torque hat, and I guess this guy at the end of the video is an actor in Torque. So I feel this is also very much like a video. It's like the guy who's just directed Torque or is in the middle of directing Torque.
Okay, you know. So here's you a great fact that you did not know you just brought up. So if you go frame by frame, I stopped it when they were flying over the Asian area because I was trying to track the locations, right? There are two signs. I took a picture of one and translated it. The translation was Torque.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
he's got Torque on the brain.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so if you pause it, it's the sign on the left in the foreground. It says Torque when you translate it.
That's really a great deep cut. So this is the director of Torque being like, let's
advertise Torque
and just like, let's get Torque out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, he used Britney Spears. That's a ballsy move just to advertise this movie. Oh, man, that's good. Okay, sorry, Ray, we're going to fly through this. Do you need to go? We don't want to keep you over your time.
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll just move on into the big stuff because I think we're all done. Acting. How do you guys feel about the acting in this?
Yeah, I'm going to say the acting was fine. There wasn't anything that was extremely distracting. It's not the most amazing acting in the world, but it's fine. For this video, it works.
Okay.
I think, performance by performance, I give Britney's getting an A+. The actor at the end, his turn to camera is amazing. It's a really incredible presence in that shot. So he gets an A+. I would give the guy on the bike an A+. And I think that the guy with the sandwich is overplaying that. I think he could do that more realistically. So I give him a B+, and I don't feel great actually about when she takes the mask off. I think that guy is like really, I would give him an incomplete.
Kind of a goober.
I just feel like he's just, I don't feel great when the mask comes off, you know, and it's that guy.
Yeah, sure,
and
sure.
His little like, it's a living kind of thing when he's coming out of is not great. It's kind of like deflates. Yeah, I feel like he's not taking it as seriously as everyone else is. Whereas the guy in the motorcycle is locked in and it's totally perfect.
Sure. No, I think that's a good scale. You were even generous, a B+. And like, aside from the one guy in the mask, you were pretty nice to everybody.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think it's well acted. And there's there's the other woman too, who's seen briefly in the shower scene.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay, acting. I think Britney Spears does great. I don't share your sentiments at all, Travis, that like you think it's like a parody or it's they're bad acting. I think she's with it. I'm with Ray that I think that guy's really bad in the bathroom. The guy at the end is okay. He's famous also. He's in other shows, a bunch of stuff. I think he was in Grey's Anatomy, a young him. Okay, next we have mistakes. Anybody find any mistakes?
Like you're talking about like continuity errors? No mistakes detected. I think this is really professional. This is about as glossy as anything in 2004 could be.
Okay. Do they go together?
Yes.
Does the song and the video match? All yeses?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to drive this home again. I think the song is experimental and challenging, and I think they gave it a like hamburgers and ice cream music video to go with it, and I think that the how just kind of like simple, you know, simply satisfying the video is a great combination with how complex the music is.
Sure. Yeah, and they do a lot of slow motions in tune. Like, it all lines up really well. I think they do go together.
Yeah.
Okay, now, hard part. Which is better, the video or the song?
Song, obviously.
Song is better. Yeah.
Oh, two songs. Yeah, I think we're all in agreement there. Do you have a favorite part or a least favorite part?
My favorite part is the intro of the video where the camera goes through the cockpit into the peephole showing the cabin with Britney Spears right there in the middle.
Okay. Right.
I like when she's walking through the tunnel with the explosions behind her, and then it cuts to her doing this incredible dance move and then back to the explosion. I feel like that's pretty... Like I said, when I watch behind the scenes, I just don't think that they're faking it or being ironic about it. It's
not.
There's...
I don't think so.
what I love about music videos is that they can just be so purely exuberant and just express like a very real feeling without having to back it up or make it like super... Like when you're making a feature script, it's like it almost has to be like waterproof in all these ways. And this is so leaky, but it's just like it's very pure. You know, it's like really connect. At that moment in the video, I'm just like, yeah, I'm fucking connecting with this. Yeah.
I put that it was the 41 seconds to 43 seconds when she's the stewardess and she does like that weird like duh, 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 like the dance move. I don't know. It was just cool. I was like, she's got it right there.
That is incredible. Yeah, I think that's a great call. Yeah.
My least favorite part is at 3 minutes even where Britney Spears magically has Hulk-like powers and is able to grab a man and toss him around a room like a rag doll. It's silly.
Yeah, that was silly.
I my feeling when I see something like that, I'm just like, they shot something on the day, you know? And they were like, yeah, this will like work later when we do the digital effects. And then like the person who had to do the effects was like, you know, there's like no actual time like in the cut the way you've done this. Like the, maybe the cut for a long time said like, they just had like a title card that says she throws body, you know, and they got like super far along before they were like, yeah, we didn't do anything to set this up to put an effect shot here. And they just kind of, right? Or is it, I don't know.
Yeah. You guys can argue, Ray, you might be able to spot this better than me, but my least favorite part is when they CGI'd the black child in and put the blanket on her. That kid is not there. There's no way. No. You know what I'm talking about, Ray?
I do know you're talking about it, and it is one of those things, it's like a cliche thing in like an action movie where you show...
Save the cat moment, like she's a good
guy.
Right,
yeah, it's like, that's like a classic, yeah, it's like...
Yeah, but that kid is not there. There's no way.
Yeah, you can if you look closely, because it is like, I do know, I worked on that movie Beast of Southern Wild. The little girl has hair like this in it, and it's like, this is hard to rotoscope, and you can see how bad the rotoscoping is when she moves her hand behind it.
What, there has to be a favor to somebody's kid that was like, can you get the kid in? And they just like plugged it in.
But also just like, yeah, like you're not supposed to like pet any children's heads like that. You know, like it's like majorly, like that's probably the most dated thing in the video, right? Is like
petting a kid.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to like touch black people's hair, you know, like without, just like, you're not,
broke a few rules.
This is toxic. This is actually toxic. The part that was supposed to be the like, I know she's killing people, but she's nice to this kid.
Don't be nice to that kid. Leave that kid alone.
But you're right. That is an effect shot.
Nonsense rating, Travis. I know I didn't prep you for this, Ray, but just like something. What would you rate this video in? Like, what kind of nonsense?
I'm giving it 2 new boyfriends and 1 new stalker.
Okay.
This is a rating system that you guys are doing?
Yeah, there's arbitrary. You just make up what comes to your mind if you have to rate this. What do you feel like saying about it?
This gets 15 out of 15 Eon Fluxes.
Yep. Perfect. That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. I'm going to say like a partridge in a pear tree. I don't know why it just kind of feels like it. It's like, it's just, there's so many things that could go on over time that it just gets up to 12 things and it goes all the way back down again. Okay. Scores. Ray, what's your score?
Oh, 10 out of 10. Classic.
Oh, no. No. So this is so that means that's your favorite video of all time.
This is one of my favorite videos of all time. I would really put this up there in like a high, high tier with just great videos. I think this is just a great video.
You're allowed to do that. You can put it at a 10 out of 10, but that means nothing can be tied with it.
Nothing can be tied with it?
No, you cannot. Nope. 10 is your, this, that's out of 1,000. So, I mean, yeah, there are more than 1,000 music videos.
But I would also put Hardest Button to Button, or like, because we had spoken about other 2004 videos. And I was like, the ones that maxed me out in 2004, like Hardest Button to Button by the White Stripes, 99 Problems by Jay-Z. Like, I can't like those more. You know,
you, but so that's when we get into what Ray's brain is, because if you say which video is better, Toxic or Hardest Button to Button, there's not really a lot of argument to it.
Oh, you think that the White Stripes one is better or Toxic?
No, I think Toxic is better. It's more of a, like, yes, the White Stripes video is technically impressive, but this video is clearly the superior music video to that one. Well, this is a very serious on-record thing, so you can't just give everything all tens, all right? I know how generous you were with your acting, but this is serious business, all right?
You won't take the... Okay, can I put it... can I start doing, like, 9.9999999....
Yeah, you can do 9.99. You can
point,
do that, yeah.
0.8. I'll put a 0.8 in there. Like, 20 in there. But we're talking, like, molecules down, you know? And I can place everything right at that top tier of just, like... infinitesimal decimals right at the end, but that is true. Like, I in general, I like stuff more than I like find nits to pick on stuff, and I hit this kind of max out, which is like, this is just pure love, you know. I just love this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna write down your 10, okay? But if you ever come back on and we do any of these other ones, you're in trouble.
I appreciate that.
I'm 6.81.
I gave it a 5.39, and I know that probably seems a little low.
Wow, this got hit. This got hit pretty hard. Sorry, Ray. We didn't mean to break your heart live on air.
I didn't get it. I didn't. It was supposed to be comedic in my mind, and I didn't find it that funny.
You got to like a negative ironic place for some reason.
Well, I'll say this. I do feel like I was more like apt to put the motorcycle stuff in the Electric Feel video, because I liked this video and because I liked, like,
okay,
the darkness. I believe in a thing called love. Like, I was just like
the creatures.
Yeah. Just like it. Anything from an action movie is kind of good in a music video. It's like, I like just love Guns N' Roses videos, you know, where like Slash drives like a car off a cliff, you know, stuff like that. It's just like, I like that. I do.
The type of videos I like, which was one of yours, Electric Feel. I mean, I think I scored that in the high nines.
That's very very touching.
It was such an amazing video. The quality, the effort, the work that went into it.
Oh, that's really touching.
And that's
really
just very different from what we see in these CGI, kind of overwhelming CGI videos that we watch.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, so we skipped it, but we'll hit it real quick. Ray, would you change anything about this video? If you could change anything, what would it be?
Yes, dialogue scenes. I would add many, many.
Oh, you're trash.
Many, many dialogue. Like, let's get into it. Let's really like
work. You want a movie?
Yeah, just a movie. More location filming. You know, get them out of the. I feel like it does have a kind of like, this was all shot on a green screen kind of feeling, or green like sets on a stage.
Okay, yeah.
So I'd be like, let's actually do international travel. Let's do like a lot more dialogue. Just pad it out. Explore it.
I like the idea of like the real location stuff. Like that would be pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Travis, what do you got?
I would change. I'd take Britney Spears out. She's fine in her little diamond outfit. But other than that, put in a real actor with some real stunts, some less CGI, and... you know, let them do their jobs.
Y'all both just want a movie. That's all that this is. All right. Well, I guess I'll keep it simple, guys. I'd get rid of the shower scene because it's stupid. There's no reason for it to be in this. There's no context for it. It's just cut in because it's part of probably the original storyline. And I don't think it's not Britney Spears. You can't tell what guy it is. It doesn't matter. Get rid of it.
All right. So next question. Would you music video night with Britney Spears?
From this video... and during this time, would you sit down and watch a bunch of music videos and talk about them the way we are now with this version of Britney Spears?
Oh, yeah. This person has a real POV. I'd really like to hear what gets them going.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. She is way too unstable here.
You probably would get through 30 seconds of each video, but she would try. Any final thoughts, anything we missed on the Britney Spears toxic video?
So sometimes we don't have this information, but for this video, I do. And the budget on toxic was $1 million.
Ooh, okay. I don't see it. I don't see it on here. Ray, what are your you do videos, man. What would you do with $1 million?
I can see how it would go super fast with a treatment like this. But I think they did great. I mean, I think this is actually like a great use of $1 million budget. I'll say that, cuz the plane looks amazing and the set of the room that she breaks into looks incredible, and that apartment looks great. So if you're basically building those three things on some sound stages and then doing everything else green screen, getting the motorcycle there, and then doing all these different looks, like each one of these looks took like a half a day basically to get her into hair and makeup for each one of these things. So yeah, sounds great to me. Joseph Kahn seems rad. Yeah.
yeah, he's around a lot of these videos. I mean, I think it probably would be half of that now. That budget would be easily half, because the CGI then was probably so much more than it would be now to do this.
And I bet they shot this on 35 millimeter, you know, and they shot it in a gigantic stage, not like a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah. You know, Ray, I think we missed your least favorite shot. Would it be the guy taking his mask off? Would that be your least favorite part of this whole video?
Yeah. I think that's poor. I think it's him. It's when he comes out of the bathroom and goes like, yeesh.
Oh, the shrug.
Yeah. I think the shrug is like, I'm anti-shrug. I think this is like more passionate than that. Everyone else is locked in. Yeah. Everyone else is locked in. Why are you the one here being like, you know, I can't get pitted.
Hey, look at this. I made out with Britney Spears, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is that? Yeah, you're not contributing anything with that attitude. She's really doing backflips. I just, the only one thing I say, like in this laser scene, in the rehearsal footage, a lot of this stuff seems so CG that it seems like there's nothing going on. But yeah, she really did learn how to do some of this most acrobatic stunt stuff in this video.
So in an interview, Joseph Kahn said that his favorite part was the laser scene and the choreography and her doing backflips through that. He said it was the most beautiful part of the video.
Yeah, I agree. It must have been incredible.
He was a young man, too.
He was a young man.
He's been making videos since then, dude. This was early.
Such a pleasure. Yeah. Yeah, such a pleasure hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, we enjoyed seeing your cat in the background, too. That was fun. Your cat's been in the whole video the entire time.
Totally. I'm here. I'm here with three cats.
Okay, Ray, so now is your chance to plug anything that you've got going on. Where can we watch you or listen to you or any of those good things?
Yeah, check out my podcast, To the White Sea, about unmade Coen Brothers, like $200 million action film that was supposed to star Brad Pitt and had no dialogue in it. You can check out the MGMT Christie and the Queens video that I made earlier this year. And yeah, I think those are the two things that I would direct people towards. Yeah,
we've both listened to the podcast. Like, we do recommend that podcast. That is some in-depth stuff. They are Coen Brothers pros, so get on it. It is an interesting listen.
Yeah, and one thing I'll just say, the Coen Brothers have been helping us out with the podcast. So we got like 15 episodes into it, and there was some material that had never been published before that we were like trying to find if anyone had it, and it eventually came to us from the Coen Brothers. So we're digging some new ground on the show.
And that's pretty sweet right there.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Look at that smile. Ray is pumped about that.
Yeah. Well, imagine if Britney Spears sent you like a bunch of released material from Toxic. You'd be like, this is all I ever wanted.
Well, you know, I just gave it a 6 point something, so I don't know if it was, but I'd still dig it. All right, cool. Yeah, you can have it, Ray.
Okay.
All right, so next video up, Korn's Word Up. Is that a 10 also? Is that a 10?
That's not a... I wouldn't give that a 10, but I do... Corn has integrity. Yeah, sorry. They do.
Well, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Again, go and follow us, like us on all our socials, all that good stuff. A big thank you again to Ray for joining us and giving us some of your time to talk about Britney Spears Toxic. We appreciate it so much. Guys, that's it. That's Jared.
That's Travis. And that's Ray.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Peace.